Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to Athlete's Edge. Quick sports motivation. Your daily dose of inspiration, delivered with a side of humor because let's face it, life can be a real roller coaster, right? Today we're tackling something super important, how to stay positive despite disappointment. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jake, that sounds like therapy, not motivation. But trust me on this one. Disappointment is part of the game, whether you're chasing a gold medal or just trying to get through Monday morning traffic. It's inevitable, but how we handle it, that's where the real athlete mindset comes in. So buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways to help you bounce back from setbacks like a champion. First off, acknowledge your feelings. Don't bottle them up. Let yourself feel the sting of disappointment, the frustration, even the anger. It's okay to not be okay for a little while. Think of it like warming up before a big game. You've got to get those muscles loose and ready to move. Suppressing your emotions just builds pressure that'll eventually explode. Next, reframe your perspective. This one is crucial. Instead of seeing disappointment as a dead end, view it as a detour on the road to success. Every obstacle, every setback, is an opportunity to learn and grow. Think of those legendary athletes who overcame seemingly insurmountable challenges. They turned their failures into fuel for their fire. Thirdly, focus on what you can control. Ever heard that saying, you can't control the wind, but you can adjust your sails? Well, it applies here too. You can't always change the outcome of a situation, but you can control your reactions, your efforts, and your attitude. Channel that energy into making positive changes and setting new goals. Fourthly, celebrate small wins. Don't wait for the big victories to feel good about yourself. Acknowledge those little milestones along the way, they add up. Did you nail that tough training session? Did you make a breakthrough in your understanding of something? Boom. Celebrate it. These small wins keep you motivated and build momentum for bigger goals. And finally, surround yourself with positive people. You know that saying, you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with, it's true. Seek out those who uplift you, inspire you, and believe in your potential. Their energy will be contagious and help you stay focused on the bright side. Now, let me tell you a quick story that really drives this point home. Back in my college days, I was playing basketball and we were on a pretty rough losing streak. It was crushing. Morale was low, frustration was high, and it felt like we were just hitting brick wall after brick wall. One day, our coach called us into the locker room and said something that really stuck with me. He said, "Look guys, I know it sucks right now, but every loss is a chance to learn and get better. We're not defined by our losses, we're defined by how we respond to them." He told us to focus on the controllable things, our effort, our attitude, our teamwork, and to celebrate the small victories along the way. He reminded us that even the best teams face setbacks, but it's those who learn from their mistakes and keep pushing forward that ultimately achieve greatness. That day, something clicked. We started focusing on our own game, supporting each other more, and celebrating those little wins, making a good pass, hustling for a loose ball, hitting a clutch free throw. Slowly but surely, our attitude shifted, our energy improved, and we started seeing some results. It wasn't about erasing the losses, it was about learning from them and using them as fuel to become better. So remember, folks, disappointment is inevitable, but your response to it defines you. Choose to see it as an opportunity for growth, a chance to learn, a stepping stone on the path to success. Keep your head up, keep pushing forward, and never stop believing in yourself. Now go out there and make me proud. Share this episode with someone who needs a little motivation today, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of Athlete's Edge. Until then, keep that fire burning bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.